Picture a successful New York accountant jogging through the streets, financially secure but spiritually empty. Then a recruitment poster stops him cold. Be someone special. That moment changed Mark Divine's life, and it might just change yours too. What Divine discovered through his transformation from CPA to Navy SEAL commander wasn't just about physical toughness. It was about developing an internal operating system so powerful that chaos becomes opportunity, fear transforms into fuel, and limitations reveal themselves as illusions. The question isn't whether you'll face uncertainty and challenge, you will. The question is whether you'll react like most people or respond like someone who's discovered their 20x potential. Before Divine could survive SEAL training, he needed something most people never develop, a set point. Think of it as your internal compass that keeps you oriented when the world spins out of control. Without it, you're constantly reacting to circumstances, blown about by other people's agendas and your own scattered impulses. With it, you become unmovable in your core values while remaining flexible in your tactics. Your set point has three components. First, your stand, what you absolutely won't compromise on. When Commander Woody demanded to know what Divine truly stood for, generic answers like integrity weren't enough. After deep reflection, Divine declared, "Destiny favors the prepared in mind, body, and spirit." This became his North Star, guiding critical decisions like leaving active duty to save his marriage. Second, your purpose, your why that sustains you through hell. Divine's purpose crystallized as to be a warrior and a leader, to master myself so I can fulfill this purpose as best I can. Notice it's a being statement, not an achievement goal. Third, your willingness to embrace risk, loss, and failure. When Divine left his corporate career, he sacrificed financial security for extraordinary opportunity. Intrinsic motivation sustains you through challenges, while extrinsic motivation inevitably fails. During Divine's brutal Kokoro camp, a 50-hour civilian version of Hell Week, those motivated by proving something to others typically quit. Those driven by internal values like becoming a better man to be a better father persevere through what seems impossible. Front sight focus, the ability to concentrate completely on one target at a time, separates elite performers from everyone else. Consider Jim, a 40-year-old sales rep who attended SEALFIT Academy, feeling the quiet desperation of security without satisfaction. Through training, he clarified his purpose, visualized opening a training facility, and took consistent action. 2 years later, he invited Divine to present at CrossFit Honor, his thriving gym with 130 members. What you can conceive and believe, you can achieve, but only with laser-like intensity. Front sight focus requires preparation. Deep diaphragmatic breathing controls stress responses. Visualization makes goals feel inevitable, and simplification eliminates distractions. Apply the KISS system. Declutter your environment, simplify commitments using the 80-20 rule, and release emotional baggage. Divine learned ventures fail from poor execution, not bad ideas. His post-military Coronado Brewing Company had a detailed business plan, but lacked adequate capitalization, team synchronization, and high-value target selection. Partnership problems led to legal battles and family estrangement. After 3 years, he returned investors' capital with profit, but the lesson was expensive. To bulletproof your mission, use the FITS process for target selection. Does it fit your skills with good ROI? How important is it? Is the timing optimal? Is it simple? Score targets 1 to 5 in each category. When Divine lost a $5 million Blackwater contract in 2007, he used PROP, Priorities, Realities, Options, Path. This systematic approach led him to create SEALFIT. Communication amplifies execution. When raising Brewpub funds, Divine hired a graphic artist to render images with discount coupons and coasters. These visuals helped him raise $1.5 million, including $800,000 from a bank, despite zero restaurant experience. Finally, dirt dive your mission through rehearsal. SEAL teams rehearsed for months in a mock compound before the Bin Laden raid until the actual mission became just another day. At Colgate, Divine's swim coach had him visualize races nightly. After 6 months of mental practice, he achieved his best time ever, matching exactly what he'd visualized. Stop screaming, focus, and get control of yourself. Breathe deeply and close your eyes. These words shocked Ed into focus as he dangled upside down from a climbing rope. Following Divine's coaching, he regained control and completed the challenge. Ed later transformed his life, losing weight, getting fit, earning a promotion. He'd discovered his 20X factor, the realization that we're capable of 20 times more than we believe. Joe exemplifies this transformation. Despite business success at 54, he suffered from fragmented identities stemming from childhood trauma. Through 50 hours of physical trials and meditation at Kokoro Camp, Joe confronted his deepest beliefs and discarded mental garbage that had limited him for decades. Here's an uncomfortable truth. Satisfaction and joy often lie on the other side of difficulty. During Hell Week, assigned 1,008-count bodybuilders, Divine started laughing uncontrollably after hitting his physical limit at 700 reps. Looking the instructor in the eye, he said, "Easy day, this is fun." Recognizing his inner strength, the instructor released him. Excellence is a habit formed through the 3 Ds. Discipline, being a disciple to higher purpose. Drive, the desire and belief that extraordinary achievement is possible. And determination, long view commitment. World-class performers aren't always naturally talented. They're the hardest working and most determined. Mental toughness, the ability to persist when others quit, is earned through trial by fire. SEAL training success depends on grit, being first in, last out, fighting hard with a smile. At SEAL Fit, trainees hold push-up position for 45 minutes. Most fail after 5, revealing that physical limits are determined by mental limits. 5 skills forge mental toughness. First, control your response through breath. Box breathing, inhaling 4 counts, holding 4, exhaling 4, holding 4, oxygenates blood and centers mind. Second, control attention using the Native American legend of 2 wolves battling within you. Whichever you feed wins. Ask yourself, what dog am I feeding to maintain positive dialogue? Third, develop emotional resilience. During 300-hour SCARS combat training, Divine learned emotional control is crucial. When a classmate knocked out his tooth, anger distracted him. Most emotions beyond love and fear are stored thought energy. You can witness negative emotions, interdict them, and redirect them positively. Fourth, set SMART goals. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, time-bound. When things get tough, create micro goals. During Hell Week, Divine focused on finishing the current round, not earning his trident. Fifth, visualize through mental rehearsal. Research shows dedicated mental rehearsals produce results similar to live practice. Tiger Woods credits his success partly to mental rehearsals combined with physical training. When Divine's e-commerce business crashed after a website migration failure, he laid off his team and rebuilt from scratch rather than clinging to what was broken. This principle requires total commitment, failing forward fast, navigating gaps for opportunity, and innovating quickly. True commitment means burning your boat upon the shore. When SEAL Team 1 was tasked with protecting Iraqi officials, a mission outside normal operations, they responded with, "Yes, sir, we've got this," rather than, "I'll give it a try." This certainty creates powerful momentum. Alden Mills exemplifies failing forward fast. After burning through $1.5 million on his failed BodyRev product with only $25,000 left, he created the simpler Perfect Push-Up and achieved nationwide retail placement in just 1 year. The approach systematizes trial and error. Try something new, fail, analyze lessons, implement changes, try again until success. In times of rapid change, gaps emerge between old and new realities. While Marines are Semper Fidelis, always faithful, SEALs operate by Semper Gumby, always flexible. During Desert Storm, when a SEAL platoon needed to transfer C4 explosives to shore undetected, a junior SEAL suggested using boogie boards, an unconventional but brilliant solution. Indecision kills innovation. Get comfortable with good enough plans, let intuition guide you, and improve as you go. The way of the seal requires consistent practice. Growth is essential, as stagnation means regression. Like physical nutrition, mental capacities need continuous cultivation. Take a slow is smooth approach for complete absorption, making skills available in smooth and fast form when needed. For the time pressed, 20-minute morning ritual of yoga, box breathing, and visualization, midday physical training, afternoon power breaks, device-free family dinners, evening reading, pre-bed breathing, and reflection. Even small increments provide calmness and focus. Maintain discipline when excitement fades. Inner growth follows non-linear, exponential patterns. Stay committed by designating distraction-free practice space, gaining family support, reviewing your purpose daily, tracking progress through journaling, and joining practice groups for accountability. The Way of the Seal offers something radical, discovering who you truly are beneath fear, doubt, and limiting beliefs. This isn't about becoming superhuman, it's about becoming fully human, accessing extraordinary capabilities that have always existed within you. Your set point is calling. Your 20X factor is waiting. The only question is whether you'll answer.